I want to talk mental health very shortly and issues that have arisen under COVID-19. I think mental health is an under-discussed issue in this country and in most societies. We talk about physical health, we talk about the national health insurance, we talk about people being in hospital, getting physical treatment for physically expressed ailments, when mental health is probably the most significant health issue of all across the entire nation. And stress levels have shot up under the pandemic. You can imagine in all kinds of ways people have suffered from different kinds of mental health stress. Pharmadynamics is a company that has been studying this and making the point that they believe stress levels have shot up by more than 50% since the start of the pandemic. And it is Mental Health Month in this country, so it's important to focus on this issue. And I'm joined by the Mental Health Portfolio Manager at Pharmadynamics, Abdulrahman Kenny. Abdulrahman, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon to you, Mike, and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
How do you measure such a thing? How do you put a number on stress levels?
Yeah, that's a good point. It was difficult to quantify. But what we did was we conducted a survey of 1,200 South Africans from all walks of life, all across South Africa, and we asked them various questions around their mental health and the effect that the pandemic is having on their mental health. And the numbers that came out of that were quite surprising, and some of them were not as surprising.
Okay, what were the key findings? Which areas were people struggling with their mental health?
Just to give you some idea of the numbers that came out of the study, so more than 50% of the respondents either lost their job, had to take a pay cut, or was forced to close the business. I think that goes without saying. And then many of them had personal experiences with COVID-19. For example, 50% of the respondents knew someone who passed away from COVID-19. So if you can imagine the fear of, are you going to be next or not, that can definitely have an effect on your fear and your anxiety level. Which can then lead to longer-term mental health issues.
And what are those kinds of longer-term mental health issues? How will this express itself in years to come?
So when it comes to mental health, it's often multifactorial. So it's difficult to pinpoint it in terms of one specific symptom. But if I can give you some examples of symptoms that are associated with depression, it's trouble sleeping, not enjoying activities that usually bring you happiness, trouble maintaining relationships with your loved ones, substance abuse, etc. I do want to clarify, though, that it is normal for people to have everyday ups and downs, but when it starts affecting you over a long period of time, when it starts having effect on your relationships and your ability to work, etc. That's when it becomes a problem. That's when you should start seeking the support through a healthcare professional or someone else who is trained in that particular field.
Obviously, people are a bit reluctant to go to healthcare professionals at the moment because of COVID-19 reasons, but they obviously should. It's an important issue. You should be consulting professionals. But alongside that, or if you're not going to do that, what are some of the things people can do to A, be aware of the issue, and to start to take positive steps?
You raised a very important point there. It can be perceived as being dangerous to go out and to see your healthcare professional, but there has been other ways of reaching those individuals. An example of this is a helpline that is manned by SADAG, which is the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. They have a toll-free helpline, which is open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. And if I can just share the number with the listeners, it's 0800-205-026.
0800-205-026.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, it's an important
and
number.
Then, and then another important aspect is for individuals to educate themselves not only to identify the symptoms in themselves, but also their loved ones as well. So there are various resources online. An example of this is a website that has called letstalkmh.co.za, where they speak about various mental illnesses and the signs and symptoms to look out for.
Thank you very much indeed. Abdulrahman Kenny is a mental health portfolio manager at PharmaDynamics. Letstalkmh.co.za. That MH is for mental health. Letstalkmh.co.za, or that helpline, that SADC helpline, 0800 205 026. There are several other measures you can take, of course, just looking at some of the literature today. Key thing is diet. Eat well. Don't eat poorly, because that'll contribute to your physical health, which will give you a feeling of lack of self-worth and lack of energy. Alcohol is obviously a crutch for many people in a crisis, and if it's seriously advisable not to try and drink your way out of mental health issues. And the other thing is exercise. It is, if there's a golden bullet, a magic cure, a wand in terms of depression, there isn't, but if the closest thing to it is exercise. It really is. If you can get yourself out into the open air, raising your heart rate, getting some exercise, making your body feel stronger and better, that's probably the single best thing you can do, according to most of the experts that I've read. Other than, of course, seeking proper mental health guidance and maybe getting on medication and really respecting mental health issues for what they are, very, very serious things.